Welcome back, patrons, to another episode of Straight Up Conversations.
Yeah.
We're your co-hosts.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
It's Thanksgiving week, and we're all probably gearing up for those awkward family gatherings where someone inevitably asks.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it you do again?
It's like clockwork, isn't it? And
yeah.
You freeze up, right? Like suddenly you've forgotten how to explain your entire career.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it can feel even harder when we're talking about our own businesses.
Right.
I think a lot of us can relate to this week's deep dive.
Yeah.
Which tackles this exact challenge.
Absolutely.
It really does get to the heart of why explaining what you do, particularly your business, can be so tricky.
It is.
You know that feeling like you're stuck inside a bottle trying to read the label from the inside?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right.
It's so true, isn't it? We get so wrapped up in the day-to-day of our work, all the details that make it unique to us, that we forget how to explain it simply to someone who's looking at it from the outside.
It's so true.
Right. And it's not just about forgetting the simple explanation.
Yeah.
It's like we develop almost a blind spot. That's what's fascinating about this curse of knowledge idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that a bit.
Yeah.
What exactly is this curse?
Right.
And how does it trip us up when we're trying to explain what we do?
Well, think about something you're really good at.
Okay.
Maybe it's baking the perfect sourdough.
Right.
Or coding a website.
Yeah.
Or even just knowing every stat about your favorite sports team.
Okay.
When you're deep in that knowledge, it's hard to remember what it was like not to know it.
So we assume everyone else is on the same page.
Right.
Even though they might be seeing our business for the very first time.
Uh-huh.
I guess that makes sense.
Right.
Have you experienced this curse of knowledge firsthand?
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I first started consulting.
I'd throw around terms like market segmentation and value proposition.
Right.
Assuming everyone understood.
Yeah.
Blank stares all around.
Yeah.
It was a humbling experience that forced me to step back and relearn how to communicate with clarity.
It's almost like learning a new language.
It is.
Right. The language of explaining your work to people who aren't living in your head 24/7.
Uh-huh.
So what can we do about it?
Right.
I mean, we all want to be able to articulate what we do in a way that resonates.
The first step is recognizing those common mistakes we make.
Okay.
We're all guilty of them sometimes. Like, think about those websites that list every single service they offer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the ones with pages that just go on and on.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Right.
By the time you scroll to the bottom, you've completely forgotten what the company actually does.
Right.
Information overload, for sure.
Exactly. Instead of focusing on that one core thing that makes them special,
right,
they try to be everything to everyone.
Yeah. And that lack of focus ends up diluting their message.
So less is more.
Less is more.
Right. Focus on that core value proposition.
Right.
What else trips us up?
Jargon. My friend, jargon.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a networking event and felt like you needed a decoder ring just to understand what people were saying?
All the time.
Right.
And it's not just about sounding smart.
Right.
It actually creates a barrier between you and the person you're talking to.
It does.
Yeah.
You want people to feel invited into the conversation.
Right.
Not alienated by it.
Right.
So ditch the buzzwords and use plain English.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how much more engaging you'll sound.
Speaking of engagement.
Yeah.
I think another mistake we make is being too self-focused.
Right.
You know, it's all about I and we and our amazing accomplishments.
Yeah.
But does the listener actually care about all that?
Not really. They care about what you can do for them.
Right.
So instead of leading with your credentials, focus on how you solve their problems.
Right.
What pain points you address.
It's about shifting the perspective from me to how can I help you?
Right.
And that leads to a much more genuine connection.
Oh, absolutely. Now, think about the last time you went to a company's website.
Okay.
Then checked out their social media.
Yeah.
Was the message the same?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're talking about inconsistency.
Right.
Right. It drives me crazy when a brand's message is all over the place.
It does.
It makes me question their credibility.
Right. Consistency builds trust.
Yeah.
It shows that you're reliable.
Uh-huh.
That you know what you stand for.
Right.
Yeah. It's like meeting someone who tells you they're a rock star in their field, but their online presence is totally bland. You start to wonder, are they really who they say they are?
Totally. It's like, show me the receipts.
Yeah.
So we've got these common pitfalls, overloading jargon, self-focus inconsistency. What do we do about it?
Well, the good news is there are ways to break free from the bottle, so to speak. One of the most powerful things you can do is get an outside perspective.
Okay.
Think about it. You're so close to your business, it's hard to see it objectively.
That makes sense. Hmm. It's like trying to edit your own writing. You miss all the typos because you're too close to the material. Who should we be asking for this outside perspective?
Anyone who fits your target audience, really. Friends, colleagues, even past clients. The key is to ask them to describe what you do in their own words.
Uh-huh.
What's the one sentence summary they'd give?
Oh, I like that. It's simple, but it could reveal a lot about how people actually perceive your work.
Exactly. You might be surprised by the responses. Maybe they highlight something you hadn't even considered a key part of your message, or maybe they completely miss the mark.
And then you're like, wait, that's what people think I do? Talk about a wake-up call. Okay, so we've gotten some fresh eyes on our message. What's next?
Now it's time to put that message to the test. Think of it like a scientific experiment. You've got your hypothesis, your refined explanation of what you do. Now you need to gather data to see if it holds up in the real world.
So it's not enough to just think we've got a clear message. We need to actually try it out and see how people react.
Exactly. And there are so many ways to do this. Next time someone asks, "What do you do?" try out your new refined explanation. Watch their face, listen to their questions. Are they engaged or are their eyes glazing over?
You know, it's funny, I never thought of casual conversations as a form of testing, but it makes total sense. It's like a low-stakes way to practice and refine your message.
Right, and you can test your message online too. Update your LinkedIn profile, try out different wording on your website, even run some A/B tests on your marketing emails.
Hold that, can we pause for a sec? I know some of our listeners might not be familiar with A/B testing. Can you give a quick rundown?
Yeah. Sure. It's basically comparing two versions of something to see which performs better. Let's say you're a freelance writer with a website. You create two different headlines for your homepage, one that focuses on your experience and one that highlights the benefits you offer clients.
So like award-winning writer with 10 plus years of experience versus get engaging content that converts. Something like that.
Exactly. Then you track which headline gets more clicks. That data tells you which message is resonating more with your audience. It takes the guesswork out of refining your message.
That's so cool. I love that it's data-driven. It's not just about what we think sounds good. It's about what actually works. Okay, so we're testing our message in conversations online through A/B testing. What else should we be looking out for?
Pay attention to patterns in the feedback you receive. Are there certain words or phrases that people consistently respond to? Are there areas where they seem confused or ask for clarification?
So it's about identifying those sticking points and using that information to further refine our message. It's an iterative process, right? Not a one-time fix.
Absolutely. And the final step in this journey is to simplify.
Now, when we talk about simplifying, we're not talking about dumbing down our message, right?
Not at all. It's about making it clear, concise, and easy to understand, even for someone who's hearing about your work for the very first time. This is where the grandparent test comes in.
Yes, the grandparent test. I've heard of this. Can you explain it for our listeners who might not be familiar?
It's a simple but powerful litmus test. Can you explain your business to your grandmother in a way that she understands? Imagine you're at Thanksgiving dinner and she asks that dreaded question. What is it you do again, dear?
Okay, I'm picturing it. I can practically smell the pumpkin pie. So how does this test help us simplify our message?
Well, if you can't explain it to your grandma, someone who loves you and wants to understand, chances are your message is too convoluted for the average person to grasp.
It forces you to strip away the jargon, the technical terms, and all those assumptions we make about what people already know.
Right. And it makes you think about the core essence of what you do. What problem do you solve? What value do you offer?
If you can nail that down in a way that even grandma gets it.
Yeah.
You know, you're on the right track.
Exactly. Now you might be thinking, okay, but why does all this matter? So what if I can explain my business to my grandma?
Yeah, help us connect the dots here. Why is having a clear message so important for our businesses and even for ourselves?
Well, first and foremost, it builds trust. When people understand what you do and how you can help them, they're more likely to trust you. It shows that you're confident in your expertise and that you're not trying to hide anything.
It's like, I get you. You get me. Let's do business.
Exactly. And beyond trust, a clear message helps you deepen connections with your audience. When you can articulate your value proposition in a way that resonates with people, it creates a sense of shared understanding and common ground.
It's like you're speaking their language, addressing their needs, and offering solutions that are relevant to their lives.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It can even make you feel more confident. When you know exactly what you do and how to communicate it effectively, it gives you a sense of certainty and clarity.
It's like that feeling you get when you finally nail your elevator pitch. You're excited to share with people you believe in what you're saying, and it shows.
Right. And that confidence is contagious. It inspires trust in others and makes them more likely to buy into what you're offering.
So refining your positioning isn't just about words on a page. It's about building a solid foundation for your business and for yourself, one that's built on clarity, confidence, and connection.
Exactly. And there's one more point I want to highlight. The newsletter emphasizes aligning our personal and business messaging.
Now that's interesting. I can see how it might feel weird to blend those two worlds. What's the benefit of doing that?
Well, think about it this way. People connect with people. They want to know who they're doing business with. When your personal and business messaging are aligned, it creates a sense of authenticity and integrity that people can sense and connect with.
So it's not about creating two separate versions of ourselves, one for work and one for life outside of work, but rather finding a way to integrate them authentically.
Exactly. It starts with defining your core values. What do you stand for? What's important to you? Then look for ways to weave those values into both your personal and professional life.
It's about being true to yourself in and out of the office and letting those values shine through in everything you do.
Right. When your personal and business messaging are aligned, it creates this magnetic quality that draws people in. They can tell you're not just putting on a show, you're the real deal.
It all comes back to that idea of being stuck inside the bottle. Aligning our personal and business messaging is like finally stepping outside and seeing ourselves clearly.
It really is, and it makes everything else easier. Connecting with your audience, building trust, even making sales.
Absolutely. Now, I know we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, but before we wrap up,
yeah,
I want to make sure our listeners walk away with some clear action steps.
Nope.
What are some things they can do today to start clarifying their message?
You know, you remember those three key actions we talked about? First, seek that outside perspective.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask for honest feedback from people you trust. Remember that simple exercise. Ask 5 people to describe your business in one sentence.
Right.
You might be surprised by what you hear.
It's such a simple but effective way to uncover blind spots and see your business through fresh eyes.
Yeah.
What's the next step?
Simplify. 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 Channel your inner grandma and see if you can explain what you do in a way that she would understand. Ditch the jargon, focus on the value you offer, and keep it concise.
The grandparent test is a game changer for sure.
Yeah.
And finally, don't forget to test your message in the real world.
Right. Experiment with different phrasing, try out different platforms, and pay attention to what resonates with your audience. Tools like A/B testing can be super helpful for this.
So to recap, seek outside perspective, simplify your message, and test, test, test. 3 pillars of crafting a message that truly connects.
And remember, this isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing journey of refining and improving as you learn and grow.
Now, I love how this week's deep dive ends with a question that really makes you think. It asks, what's one thing you could change today to make your message clearer? What comes to mind for you when you hear that question?
It reminds me that even small changes can make a big difference. It could be as simple as updating your LinkedIn headline or tweaking the wording on your website. The key is to take action, even if it's a small step.
It's like planting a seed. Over time, those small actions will blossom into something truly remarkable. So as you head into the rest of your week, what's that one thing you're going to change today to make your message clearer and more compelling? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Absolutely. Feel free to share your insights in the comments or connect with us on social media.
And that wraps up another deep dive. Thanks for joining us.